This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Doing the Dishes 14 times a day. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. We're here with comedians Jordan Klepper from The Daily Show and Jenny Hagel from Late Night with Seth Meyers. Are you two ready for another game?
Yes.
Let's do it.
So the English language, we are speaking it right now. There are many words that English speakers use every day that are actually loan words, which are things we adapted or outright stole from other languages. So we're going to give you the origins of a loan word. You tell us the word.
Oh, so wait. So, okay, we're going to the root and then we're going to tell. Okay, great. Okay.
All right, Jordan, from an Italian word meaning scratch, it's the spray painted artwork you see on the sides of buildings.
Graffiti.
Yeah, yes. That's right. And graffiti is the plural of the Italian word. So I guess when you just do one spray paint, that's graffito.
I like arguing that in court. Your Honor, it was a graffito and not a graffiti. Yeah.
Please take it in context.
It's a lesser sentence for graffito.
That's the most annoying graffiti artist out there, who's out there tagging buildings, who's like, actually, do you know, technically, when we begin, we're graffito artists.
I am a graffito artist. All right, Jenny, here is one for you.
Okay.
From the French term for a heavy twill fabric made in the city of Nîmes, you are probably not wearing pants made of this material right now, and maybe you never will again.
So we're looking for a fabric.
A fabric that they make pants out of.
But I won't wear it again.
Well, because it's pandemic times, right, and we're all Zooming, so we don't have to wear pants. That was a Zoom joke.
I wondered if that was like a hint that it's like asbestos or something that we used to.
Those Parisian asbestos pants.
I know, they're really nice. Those are the best ones. They're expensive, but they're worth it.
Is it denim?
Denim is correct. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
I love it. I can't get the Lethal Weapon question, but somehow I got it.
You got the fabric. I know. You got the fabric from Nîmes.
Jordan.
Yes.
From a Haitian Creole word for a corpse reanimated by supernatural powers. In English, it means an undead creature.
Zombie.
That is correct.
Zombie. Yes. Yeah. Yes. I thought it was a word created by the Cranberries. Who knew?
No.
All right. This is the last clue, Jenny. This is for you. In Sanskrit, it's a word used to describe Hindu gods descending to earth. In English, we've taken that divine concept and used it to refer to a James Cameron movie.
Avatar.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm sorry. Did I just find out I'm an etymologist?
I think that's what we've all discovered. Congratulations.
It only takes two answers for me to get real cocky.
Just two.
You did start this game by being like, okay, so you're giving us the root? Okay, you're giving us the root. So I was already like, oh, we're dealing with some expertise over here. All right.
I'm the worst.
Okay. That was amazing.
Oh, that was so fun. It was
and
really
Sean.
Fun.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. It was incredible to talk to you and play some games.
Thank you guys for having us. It's such a treat to have this construct as a reason for human contact.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why we do it.